A good Catholic girl was what they'd said they needed, and, seeing as no one knew otherwise, I was trying my hand at being exactly that. And so far, on that first mid-July, swift, sweet day, I was getting away with it. Scurrying behind the lady lieutenant through the Tower of London. We were on our way to some lodgings, I thought. Somewhere for me to kick off my shoes and lay down my head, fasten some shutters against the belting of London's bells. After 2 long days on the road, that was as far as I could think. It was all I wanted. And at 17, I was naive enough to think that whatever I wanted, I'd get.
I have the strange sensation that I have won my heart's desire, and that from this date, everything will be different. Everything will be commanded by me. We must prepare rooms for my son. He will come to visit me at once, I say coolly. The lady-in-waiting is all flushed. She was hoping that we would fall into each other's arms and dance about in victory.
You have won,
she exclaims. She is hoping I will weep with her. I have come into my own, I correct her. I have fulfilled my destiny. It is the will of God.
It is a glorious day for your house.
Nothing but our desserts. She bobs a shallow curtsy.
Yes, my lady.
Yes, your grace,